Medrano, linebacker, safety, tweener, can do a little bit of everything. Is he going to be able to make plays on an NFL defense? That's the big question. He went 205 overall, sixth round pick by Washington out of UCLA, was third team all Big Ten. Yeah, that's right, Big Ten in 2024, in UCLA for Kane Medrano. You've seen him out on the practice field. He's long, man. He's like 6'3 and about 225 pounds. The problem is he's very slender. And I asked him about that in the interview. I don't know how he's going to be able to anchor and not get blown off the ball at that size, because the problem isn't just that he's not thick, which is an issue, but it's how long he is, I would imagine, makes it difficult with leverage and getting low and makes technique that much more important. But he can run, and he's going to be able to help on special teams for sure. One of the guys I'm really excited to watch play the New England Patriots. This was my conversation with former UCLA Bruin Kane Medrano after practice today.
I actually didn't really talk to him much during that process. Me and Coach Norton had a beautiful, lovely connection before this from being at UCLA. And so it was just, you know, it was kind of, he was telling me, like, you know, just keep your head down, continue to work, and everything will work out how it's going to work out. And that was said at the very beginning of draft process. And I really had nothing else besides talking to some scouts.
So they call your name.
Yep.
You re-familiarize yourself with him. And how quickly was it when you got into the building here that you figured out how they viewed you and what they wanted you to do? Because you're a bit of a tweener who can play a lot of positions.
You know, I kind of knew that, obviously, coming in as a linebacker, that's what they want me to play, right? But then I also know just where I was with Coach Norton playing in UCLA's defense when he was there, I kind of knew how he had me moving around and stuff. So when I got that call, just kind of leading up to getting here, you know, I was just trying to get my mind right. I can play linebacker. I can also cover, like, so I'm just ready to do whatever they call me to do.
What's the key for a guy? You're tall, you're long, you have good size, but you don't look physically like a normal linebacker. Mm-hmm. In terms of anchoring and being able to not get knocked off the ball, for someone who's as fast as you, that's going to be the strength. How do you make sure physically that you hold up in the trenches?
And yeah.
What's the key to that?
I'm believing in my technique and relying in my technique. You know, we got great coaches out here that teach great technique, and so it's just being able to rely on our technique and, you know, be in the right positions with the right hand placement and the right footwork. Even though, I might not seem strong, it'll come off different.
And I would imagine that you are strong. Yeah, you say you don't seem strong. But, you know, that normally the linebacker's a little bit squattier. The position's changing, though.
Yeah.
We see that all the time, especially in this defense with guys like Tyler Owens and yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing multiple spots. Is that a trend in the league? Is that more of a DQ Joe Witt thing? Like, how do you do that?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. And, you know, I kind of see it happen in the league, too. So it could be a league thing, and it could be a DQ and Coach Witt thing. But, you know, I'm just here to play ball. Wherever they want me to play, I'm going to play. Doesn't really matter where, you know, I just want to be on the field and help the team in any way possible.
What has surprised you about camp so far in terms of the speed of the game? What's going well and where areas where you think you got to keep honing in?
Yeah, I think, you know, just being, as far as areas to hone in, I just, you know, continue to hone in on block destruction and, you know, making sure my tackling technique is right, because we don't tackle. So it's, you know, just making sure that technique is right. And then, you know, it's just been super fun to be able to be out here with all the guys and just, you know, put in this sweat and this hard work to continue to get better as a team. And I think the best thing about it is everybody is one. There's not, like, you know, an off group here. We all brotherhood, and we all get together, and so it's a fun group to be around.
Kane Medrano of the Commanders, we're well over a week in. You guys are about to hit the road, though.
Yeah.
You finally get to leave. You're playing New England.
Mm-hmm.
You get those joint practices. What's your level of anticipation for that, and how much of a different look will that give you, do you think?
Yeah, I think it'll give me a good look, because it's going to be the closest thing that you get to, obviously, a game as far as joint practice and then game one. So, you know, just that joint practice, just, you know, going in there, being aggressive, and just playing my style of football. And then also, you know, just continue to be where my feet are, and just take it one day at a time. And when those days come, then I know I'll be prepared.
Do you view yourself, like, going into this preseason game, like, I got to make plays on special teams? That's a way that I can really lock in, or are you kind of focusing more on trying to stand out on the defensive side of things to climb the depth chart?
No, I'm trying to, you know, contribute on special teams as much as I can. You know, and I know being a late round pick that that's what it's going to have to be. So, you know, just being able to focus on special teams and give my all to the special teams units. And then, you know, when my number's called on defense, make plays on defense.
Lastly, just to let some listeners find out about you a little bit, Kane Medrano out of UCLA. So let's talk non-football. What are the things you care about? What makes you go?
Yeah, my family and my loved ones for sure.
What kind of hobbies do you have when you're not on the field?
Golf. I like to golf. I'm an outdoors guy, so I like to, you know, golf, hunt, fish, you know, be outdoors. And, you know, I'm blessed to be out here in Virginia where you can get a lot of that done. So
you're not a big, like, TV show binger, movie guy?
With my girlfriend, when we want to watch some shows, we'll binge some shows, we'll binge some movies. But other than that, you know, we both like to camp, we both like to be outdoors and golf and stuff like that. So it's
all
fun.
Right, lastly, food. Your cheat meal. You get the best meal, whatever it is. No one's judging you. What are you eating?
I'm going back home to Colorado and getting some Mexican food. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. I think we got some of the best Mexican food down in Pueblo that I've ever had. So, yeah, that's my cheat meal.
Kane Medrano of the Commanders after practice today.